It's nighttime in the old Victorian mansion. A clock strikes three. In the room where Jack sleeps, a panel slowly, silently slides open. In the still blackness of the night, two figures slip from the wall and cautiously creep toward the bed where sleepeth Jack. But when they arrive, Jack is not there. The bed is empty. They scratch their heads and return into the wall. Meanwhile, away off on the other side of the old mansion, somewhere in the walls, is Jack. He carries a 12-foot aluminum extension ladder. He stops before the mirror door. He opens the door, and there, only about 4 feet away, is a second mirror, a large oval mirror. A bluish-white light emanates from deep within. Jack steps back, then plunges headlong through the oval reflection and into the fourth tower of Inverness.
Wow. Here I am, inside this big mother. Same as before. There's the narrow ledge and the bottomless space in between, and the clouds drifting below. And across the gap, there's the other ledge and steps leading up. So this ladder, extended across, should reach. Oh, it does. Good, good. Now to scamper across. That space really is bottomless. White clouds lazily drifting by. Blue skies beneath. And here it is supposed to be night. I don't understand this at all. Well, forward. There. Finally, I'm on the other side. I wonder if I should take the ladder with me. Good question. If I have to return in a hurry, at least I'll be able to clamber across. I'll leave it. Now let's see where these steps lead. Strange symbols painted on the walls. Torches are burning, lighting the way. I wonder if they're real. Ow! Ow! Yeah, they're real, all right. There's a door up ahead. The steps continue up. I'll take a peek through the door and then continue. This door looks like something out of medieval times. Amazing. It opens into a room that's... How is that possible? It's the living room of Inverness. But I've never seen this door before. The light is so strange. The floor seems to be tilted. No wonder it feels funny. It is tilted. Something's not right. It's as if every piece of furniture were alive in some way. I wonder if the other rooms are like this. Eerie, bluish-white light that undulates, as though breathing. It's as though the mansion were alive, breathing like a living creature. Or is it me? No? No, I'm okay. I'll check out the library. Whew. Those books. What is it? What a strange yellowish glow coming from within the bindings. But it's the feeling in this room that's really weird. There are books here I've never seen before. Some of these have yet to be published. Am I in the future? No, I don't think so. It's something else. But what? What's going on?
Jack removes a thin volume of poems from the shelf. But when he opens the book, the words slide from the pages and fall to the floor, shattering like tiny pieces of crystal. The pages become blank, empty, and his mind tumbles through space, caught and directed by the author's mind, the creator's mind, caught in his inspiration, his hang-ups, his soul, and then finally, freed.
I think that's enough reading for one day. Boy, if the author has some points to be made, it's like crawling through barbed wire.
He selects another slim volume, tucks it beneath his arm, and returns to the living room.
This place ain't right, that's for sure. It's like stepping through a door and into a dream. It's a bit much to handle. My God, this place is in motion. We're floating through the air. Look at the windows. There's stars everywhere. This thing's floating out into space.
Suddenly, the room tilts. Jack drops to the floor and digs his fingers into the carpet as the room begins to spin. Slow at first, then faster and faster. The stars and planets whirl past the windows faster and faster until they become streaks of light, comets chasing their own tails. And then it slows. And then it stops. Jack cautiously crawls to the door from which he'd entered. He stands up, takes one last look at the living room, the brilliant stars, when far off in space, he sees someone sitting upon a prayer carpet, sailing through the stars. They do a quick loop-de-loop around a small asteroid and continue on out of sight.
Oh, my goodness.